I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio See It, 91 Classical in Nashville Public Radio. You have no idea how delighted I am to welcome the Krueger Brothers to Studio C for another performance. They've been here before in different contexts. Jens Krueger, Uwe Krueger, and Joel Landsberg are the Krueger Brothers, and we're going to hear some fabulous music today from them, covering bluegrass-ish, classical-ish. It's one of those wonderful amalgams that is in no territory particular, but it's wonderful music. They're going to start their set today with a piece called A New Country from the Appalachian Concerto.
Thank you.
The Krueger Brothers, live in Studio C, opening their set with A New Country from their Appalachian Concerto. Jens Krueger playing the banjo, Uwe Krueger playing the guitar, and Joel Landsberg playing a sweet little guitar-ish bass over there. Gents, I'm so happy that you're here. Who would like to talk about the Krueger Brothers to start? Jens, are you going to take it away?
Okay, I'm going to take it
away. Give us an introduction to you.
Yes, Uwe, my brother, plays the guitar, and myself, we moved from Europe here in 2002 and 3. And Joel Landsberg, our bass player, he's originally from New York, and we met him in Switzerland in 1989. And we started working together in the mid-90s as the Krueger Brothers. And we were invited to come play Merlefest in 1997, which is a festival in North Carolina in honor of Doc Watson, son Merle. And so our management then started booking tours, and we started to play in the United States. And then, like I said before, located from Europe to America in 2002 and 3. And so we've been touring pretty much all our lives as musicians. Mm-hmm. But the journey in America has been very fabulous because we get to play our own music here. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you will be playing in Nashville, we should say. If you're listening on Tuesday, it's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 6th of September at the City Winery at 8:30.
Yes.
If you're listening to the rebroadcast on Thursday, sorry, guys, you missed it.
We'll catch you next time.
Uwe, say a bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm just a standard guitar player. I play an acoustic guitar now, mainly. I used to play electric guitar back in the 80s. But when we started the Krueger Brothers, I've switched back to acoustic and been playing acoustic ever since. Doc Watson was one of my biggest heroes all the time. Sure. So that's why we moved to North Carolina, to Wilkesboro. That's where we live now. It's just, for me, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to play with Joel and Jens. And we've been doing this now for, well, I don't know, 20 some years.
28 years now together.
Yeah. That's amazing. Joel, it's such warmth that comes through your personalities and your music. So Joel, you're from New York.
Originally, yes.
Originally.
But I escaped from there a long time ago.
Okay.
It was a wonderful place to grow up, and it was a treasure trove of musical happenings and ideas. Mm-hmm. And my mentor was one of the greatest bass players ever, Milt Hinton. He was the dean of American bassists. And just growing up in that atmosphere, I had a very wonderful, loving musical family. My brother, who's 10 years older than me, was a professional keyboard player as well. And mom was... just always music in the house, and just it really made it easy in one sense for me to move to Europe to immerse myself in a whole different musical genre and culture as well. And I found my home sitting between these two brothers a long time ago.
Well, brothers came from somewhere. Gents, introduce the next piece.
This is a piece that I wrote for. It was a commission piece by Chamber Music America. Lucid Dreamer is the entire composition. And one of the pieces out of there is about had our mother in mind, and it's called Margarete. Thank you.
Beautiful piece, a lovely, loving piece by the Kruger Brothers called Margareta, written in honor of their mother.
Yes.
And what's the CD project that was from?
Lucid Dreamer. That was a few years ago. Through the Contras Quartet, I got a worked for the Chamber Music America, did a commission. Yeah.
And Jens, that was Jens speaking. Jens, you do most of the compositions for the group, is that correct?
Well, when we play as a trio, like we're here today in the studio, you know, when we play concerts, like we're going to go into, there's, of course, a lots of singing involved, you know, mm-hmm. with my brother singing, he's a great singer. And but this is a classical program here, so we do most. but for all the compositions, yes, I do the scoring. Mm-hmm. Also, when we play with the symphonies or when we do the touring with the chamber music mm-hmm. or, of course, you know, for the string quartets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I'm sorry.
No, I was really going to say, you know, when we were a bluegrass band way back then, it was all rhythm-based music, but Jens had such an uncanny feeling for melodies that we really decided to go that route and concentrate on the melodies, and I think that's just the most joy that we ever had is to play these beautiful melodies that Jens creates. And every morning when we get to the studio and rehearse, he's got something new. It's just absolutely amazing how he does that.
But it's great, you know. We work as a baroque, a little baroque ensemble actually, you mm-hmm. know, as the music, because I write, of course, the banjo the melodies, and then the bass is written out, of course, but Uwe then improvises the middle voice, just mm-hmm. like you would, you know, in a baroque. You know, it's like the melody with the general bass and then the improvised middle voices. And mm-hmm. But of course, it's not improvised. You know, Uwe works it out and does it. Right. But then, of course, for the string quartet, everything is scored, precisely.
Well, and as Uwe was telling me before we went on the air, that's exactly what Bill Monroe did with his group. Back in the day, he worked out all the parts very carefully. So
yeah, of course, you know, he was also, Bill Monroe would, you know, use his master players that he would hire, you know, to mm-hmm. bring their own flavor. Mm-hmm. And when we work with, classical ensembles, of course, we don't do it that way. You know, mm-hmm. I've seen great results, you know, with people improvising with the classical mm-hmm. musicians, but this is not what we do.
Bill Monroe, by the way, is also a little bit of a reason why we play this music. Because when Jens came to Nashville in 1982, he played with Bill Monroe at the Grand Ole Opry. Uh-huh. And out on the farm where Jens and his wife lived there with Bill for a few weeks, mm-hmm. One evening...
he would always ask me, he would always, hey, Jens, play me something. He would get ice cream out in the middle of the night, and he'd say, play me something. And I play something, and he would say, no, that sounds like such and such, or that sounds like such and such. And of course, you know, I was only 19. And mm-hmm. and then I played something of my own, and then he said to me, well, this is you, whether you like it or not. Well, and I thought that, and he always said, you know, to me, don't play bluegrass, you're not from Kentucky, you know, and do your own music. Mm-hmm. And And I think, you know, of course, we're not reinventing the wheel here, you know, but we can bring our own influences from Europe, you know, into this acoustic music. And we did not, of course, expect, you know, I mean, we were not even thinking about it, but if people in America would like it or not, you know. But in Europe, the music I was writing didn't find much fruitful ground because people wanted to hear banjo and then they wanted to hear banjo type music or guitar, you know, bluegrass type music. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it didn't sound like they would expect, you know, American music to sound like, it wasn't something that was very appealing. And maybe it was for a few, but not to to do a career. But in America, it was different. You know, we could do our music and the different flavor was appreciated. Yes, and we didn't expect that. And so it really helped us, you know, just to do what we do. We found our thing in doing what we do. Well, you know.
Good for us. Thanks for being here, for being an American. Yes. You have a set for us next called the Dina set?
Yes, we call it a Dina set, you know, because there again, coincidence now, but it's but Dina was Joel's mother, and it was the first piece, you know, we called Dina. The second little piece of the set is from a works I composed for the Banff Center. I did a composition called Spirit of the Rockies, and it was just a little piece of that.
Chamber orchestra piece.
Actually, both pieces that are following, yes. They're from the Spirit of the Rockies set. Mm-hmm. So, but we start off with the little Dina. Let me tune. I think I need to be tuned.
Yeah. It's important.
Well, Doc Watson always said that. He always said, sounds better when you tune.
Thank you.
The Kruger Brothers live in Studio C with the Dina set, starting with Dina, and the second tune was
instrumental selections from Spirit of the Rockies.
That's the Dina set. The Kruger Brothers, Jens Kruger playing banjo, Uwe Kruger playing guitar, Joel Landsberg on bass.
I've been called worse, trust me.
And the Kruger Brothers are here in town in Nashville. They'll be playing at the City Winery on Wednesday, September 6th at 8:30 p.m. And not to be missed, if that's possible, for people to hear you. One more tune, the Redcoat Rondo, is that?
We have time for it?
Sure. Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly, yeah, let's play it faster. So we
have oh, goodness.
No, thank you so much for having us. I mean, it's been great to be with you. And
hope we can come visit you again.
Yes. And we want to come here with the string quartet.
Bring the Contras Quartet next
time.
Yes,
absolutely.
Redcoat Rondo number 2 from the Roan Mountain Suite, written by the and performed by the Kruger Brothers, the Roan Mountain, in honor of that iconic North Carolina. I guess it's in the Smokies, right? I'm
thinking anyway. It's right on the border of Tennessee and North Carolina.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. The Roan Mountain Suite, the Kruger Brothers, Jens Kruger, Uwe Kruger, and Joel Landsberg. Thank you again for being with us live in Studio C, and we certainly will look forward to your return.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, trumpeter Joel Trebig is here with the Telemann Players from Belmont University for a set live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for supporting us here at Nashville Public Radio and 91 Classical. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music, live in Studio C on 91 Classical.